At the kindergarten, we're going to be remodeling all student restrooms. Of course, all of our classrooms have student restrooms tied to them. We're going to be replacing the carpet within some of those classrooms, and then we're going to begin some playground construction at those campuses. At Nelson Wilkes Herron, the parking lot is in need of sealing and striping and filling in the cracks, both in the parking lots and the bus loading areas. At Hackler, we're going to be putting in an awning over at the fifth grade car loading, much like what is at on there at the fourth grade, and also kindergarten, Nelson Wilkes Herron, all those campuses have awning except for the fifth grade does not. At the junior high, we're looking at replacing and extending the agri fence that goes in between the school district property there and the nursing home, and then extends over to the junior high. At high school, the board has already approved the resurfacing of the high school track. That will be a major project that will happen. Of course, we also need to take out some of the and do an update on the field goals, which requires a removal and powder coating of them. Also at the high school, the Dunbar stage is in pretty rough shape, and so that's just an incredible facility that is utilized by the community as a whole, and so keeping it up to date, safe, and in good working condition is a priority. Then from a district level, we have began the process of replacing all playground borders, and so these borders actually were made up of PVC pipe or even railroad ties at some points. So we began replacing those with the black poly playground borders, and so these really are a safer, more aesthetically pleasing options. Keeps the mulch underneath the equipment, and is a nice add. I've seen these already go in at the kindergarten. As part of the security grant that the legislature has put out, we're going to receive a little over $200,000 for that. We began the process for rekeying old doors, installing access controls, installing shades and glazing on all classroom doors and windows, and then also installing window glazing on school entry windows. And so those were priorities that were identified with that money. And so they're things that were definitely earmarked that the money needs to go to.